Until this year, you wouldn't find Arizona and Battleground State in the same sentence. For national races, it's historically been a safe space for the GOP. Neither party would admit past complacency, but both Democrats and Republicans here have had record fundraising years, suggesting there's more money being spent on this federal election cycle in Arizona than ever before. State Democrats have raised more than $1.5 million this year, and they're using the money to reach out to voters.
Yeah, everything's all hands on deck right now.
Enrique Gutierrez is the communications director with the State Democratic Party. Democrats have more than 160 paid staffers running 32 statewide offices in Arizona, their largest presence ever in the state. Gutierrez says the national party helped pay for the expansion.
In other cycles, sometimes our resources are pulled out of Arizona and into, like, you know, states like Nevada or Colorado, where it's very competitive. And now what we're seeing now in this cycle, it's a difference where we're seeing, you know, those resources come into Arizona.
The Democrats are investing heavily in their ground game. Their main focus? Early voting.
We're asking you if you can make mailing in your ballot a priority to make sure that it gets counted on time.
Democrat volunteers like Claudia Hallworth are phone banking in Phoenix to make sure voters that requested early ballots are filling them out and sending them in. More than 2 million Arizonans requested early ballots this year. Hallworth says they have a lot of questions about the relatively new voting method.
What is the deadline for mailing? Can I drop it off at my ballot place? What if I drop it off at a ballot place that's not my ballot place? Will it still count?
Across town at the Republican Party headquarters, volunteers are filling plastic bags with voter information that they'll hang on doorknobs in a neighborhood canvas. Robert Graham is chair of the Arizona Republican Party. He oversees 21 field offices in the state and just over 100 paid staffers.
The reason why that might be perceived as being light here is because the Republican Party has been very self-sufficient, and it takes the pressure off other states.
Graham says even though it's a close race, asking the RNC for money would take away from its efforts in places like Florida and Ohio. He says they've raised more than $3 million in Arizona, and they're spending the majority of it on direct mail and phone calls to get out the vote.
Phone calls, you spend 2 to 3 cents a call, and we've done a million something phone calls, so that gives you a feel for where we are.
And of course they're spending on digital ads and social media, but there's money going to traditional messaging as well. At this Get Out the Vote event in September, the campaign handed out more than 30,000 yard signs.
Taking this big one home. There you go. I told you it'd fit.
Alex John and his sister are stuffing a massive 4-foot by 8-foot Trump sign into their parents' SUV.
We're going to hang it up, and we took 10 yard signs, and I'm going to spread it out with all my family members.
Brian Sychek is the Trump campaign director for Arizona. He says they're investing in everything they can to energize voters.
It's sort of just another indication of the grassroots support. You know, you can purchase television, you can purchase radio, you can purchase digital, but you can't purchase yard signs.
Graham says engaging voters on every level is especially important in a state where voters aren't used to such a tight race.
And so we have to continue to remind them to vote. We have to continue to remind them to engage in the process. But I don't think we have to regroup people just because they become complacent. I think right now people know there's a real fight here in Arizona.
And as the demographics here continue trending younger, more liberal, and increasingly Latino, it's a fight that could bring a hefty price tag for both parties for years to come. Jimmy Jenkins, KJZZ News, Phoenix.